This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The officials tonight, Mike Kimberger, Kyle Nessler, and Doug Simmons. And hats off to the officials here today. I know a good portion of them donated their money back to the cause today and doing all this for free. All the money raised today goes right to Terry Tote and his family. Five games down, three to go. Hillsboro in the home whites, trimmed in the orange. Gillespie in the road blacks, trimmed in the orange. It'll be Matouche and Mix the jump, and the tap will be controlled by the Gillespie Miners, and they will get it to start as Hillsboro comes out man-to-man. Taylor handling out front. Down low it goes, left short by Riley Jarman. Offensive rebound by Keaton Link. Her outlet pass is tipped and stolen, and then Rupert going to be called for steps, so Gillespie will maintain possession. 7:42 for the opening quarter. Baseline trigger for Taylor. Shelby looking, will throw it away. Nearing the back court, and it's going to be back tapped nicely by Mix, and Gillespie saves possession. What a play by McKenzie Mix. Down on the block to Taylor, spins middle, floats it up, around and down for Shelby Taylor, and the game's first bucket to Gillespie. Into the front court comes Jade Scroggins. Off to Matouche. Cross court pass to Aubrey Rupert. In the corner to Meyer. Gillespie looks like they're in a 2-3 zone piece here as Scroggins handles between the circles. Off to Meyer. She'll trigger up the three. Left it a little short. Offensive rebound, Matouche, and she rattles it down. 2-2 our score. 1 minute gone by. Hillsboro has already won on this floor this year. They beat Carthenville in thrilling fashion about a week ago. Cavies had the lead with about 40 seconds to go and had the ball, and as Darren Deneve, the Carthenville coach, said, then Sammy Matouche happened. In the paint it goes to Sydney Byers. She lays it up and in. So a good start here for Gillespie. Just a little more than a minute in. And the good start critical for the Miners, and a hand check on Gillespie. When you've had the rough start they've had, you're playing an opponent like they are, you do not want to get down big early. And through the first 80 seconds, they have a 4-2 lead. That hand check foul goes on Riley Jarman. Sideline trigger. And it goes to Jade Scroggins. Off to Rupert. High post feed. Too tall and turned over. Topper second turnover. Outlet to Taylor. Shelby attacks. Missed the layup. Off the left side. Did the southpaw. And the rebound down to Hillsboro. Here comes Scroggins. Into the front court. Leaves for Matouche. In the corner it goes to Meyer. Right back to Sammy. Nice diagonal pass to Rupert. One bounce. Oh, she left it short. Rushed it a little bit, but got a rebound. Kicks out to Meyer. 4-3. Got it. Kylie Meyer hits the three ball. Hillsboro coming off of a school record performance. They hit 13 triples against Greenville in the upset win just the other night. And I say upset win only because Greenville was ranked third in the state. Hillsboro, very, very talented. Best player in the area in Sammy Matouche. Finally a senior, and steps going to be called on Riley Jarman. She got her feet crossed as she made her spin move. Gillespie shows the full court pressure, trying to slow Hillsboro up the floor. One pass, though, there across midcourt with Rupert to the foul line, cut off. Matouche steps into the top of the key, three a little strong, and the rebound down to Keaton Link. Only one blowout game today. The Staunton girls handled the Comas in running clock fashion. Other than that, we've had good competitive basketball here. The Carletonville boys got down 16-1 against Auburn, but late in the second half, they were down six and had a three ball rattle out. So it's been a fun day of basketball. Kudos to Carthenville High School once again, hosting an outstanding day of high school hoops. Here's Taylor on the baseline, had to tightrope that baseline, tries to leave it on the floor for Link. She does so. Out to Jarman, long two, off the heel, no good. Offensive rebound to Gillespie, and we've got a whistle and foul. It'll be on the Toppers over the back. And they're going to get Claire Tester on the personal. Claire's first, team's first. 5-4, Toppers lead. Right on the right block. Down it goes. The Byers, strong move up and in for Sydney. She has four of Gillespie's six, and the Miners lead 6-5. Here comes Matouche across the timeline. Leaves for Meyer. She'll trigger up the three ball, knock it down. Kylie Meyer, her second three ball of the quarter, and it's 8-6 Hillsboro. So a couple of days off did not cool off the Lady Toppers. Raining threes over their last game in 3 minutes. Taylor picked up the dribble in trouble on the left wing. gets it away to Riley German. Check that to Sydney Byers on the attack. Foul line somehow kept that pivot foot intact on the baseline. German, yes! Riley German knocks down the 12-foot baseline jump shot, and we are tied at 8. Good start here for Gillespie. 4.5 minutes opening quarter. Here's Matouche. Left wing, 3. Left it short. Rebound is tapped around. Matouche followed her shot, but it goes off of her knee out of bounds. It'll belong to Gillespie. Hillsboro and the home whites, all 5 players on the floor right now, wearing black knee sleeves on both legs. Gillespie and the road blacks. And 4 of their 5 players wearing the sleeves on the legs. Taylor on the blow by, attacks, lays it up and in. Nice strong take for Shelby Taylor. And it's 10-8 Gillespie. Miners playing inspired early. Can they build the cushion? Rupert lines up a 3 off the heel too strong, and Matouche will track it down, saves it, goes crashing into the Gillespie bench, saves it to Tester. Now Sammy has it, and she's going to be called for steps. Shuffled the feet on her head fake, and it will be Gillespie basketball with 3:56 for the opening quarter. Good opening 4 minutes for the Miners. Shelby Taylor across the timeline, works right side now, picks up the dribble, bounce pass, foul line to Jarman. She'll fire, a little strong. Offensive rebound to Byers to put back, too strong. It's Link with an offensive rebound. She kicks it out to Byers, but it was right off her shins and is picked up by Matouche. Long outlet pass to Scroggins. Jade left hand layup, counted in the foul for Jade Scroggins. Of course, congratulations to the Hillsboro 8th graders. They won their state quarterfinal today, so they're playing in the state semifinals tonight. I think that's a 6:30 start. That's at Germantown Hills. Nokomis won their first round game today as well. I think they're playing right now in Havana. And if both win, we'll have them for you in the state championship Thursday night here on FM 106. Scroggins' free throw, no good. And the rebound down to Mackenzie Mix. So a busy day in Hillsboro and Nokomis sports world. That pass tipped, stolen by Rupert. Aubrey down the right side. Oh, missed the layup. Good late contestant there by Mix. Forced Rupert to put up a wild shot. Both the Hillsboro and Nokomis boys and girls competing here in the T-Tote shootout versus cancer. And both the 8th grade girls basketball teams winning state quarterfinal games today. Tied at 10, 3:10 for the opening quarter. The foul on the Toppers, their second team foul, first personal on Kylie Meyer. Taylor's free throw is short. Substitutions for Gillespie, Emily Schmidt, a 5'11 junior in, and for Hillsboro, Emily Reynolds, a 5'8 junior, will check in, replacing Rupert. The South Central Conference looking very strong in girls basketball once again. Been that way for a number of years, and this year might be the best of all. Taylor gets 1 out of 2. She has 5, and she will check out, replaced by Grace Bertolino, a 5'4 sophomore. 11-10, Gillespie leads. Hillsboro has the basketball as we approach 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Matouche out near the volleyball spike line. Leaves for Scroggins. High post, it goes to Nakia Harston, who's checked in. She leaves it on the right block, and it's up and in by Emily Reynolds. Good high-low action there. And Hillsboro back in front, 12-11. On the attack, thrown away as Bertolina was looking for Jarman on the block. It was wide and high. Third Gillespie turnover. Here comes Scroggins into the front court. Off to Meyer on the left wing to Matouche. Sammy probing that 2-3 zone. Here's Scroggins, right wing, a step inside the line. Knock it down, Jade Scroggins. She has 4 points. Good patient ball movement that time from Hillsboro. Just looking and seeing what that zone gives them and finding the space. 14-11 Toppers. Here's Link at the foul line. She will leave it for Schmidt. Got her feet crossed up, and she traveled. Fourth Gillespie turnover. So after a solid opening 4 minutes, the last 2 minutes for Gillespie a little spotty here. They're down 14-11, and Hillsboro has the ball. Here's Meyer. High post feed to Harston. That pass is tipped and stolen. Fourth Hillsboro turnover. And on a pursuit up the floor, Taylor hits the deck. Check that, not Taylor. That was Riley Jarman. Nope, Grace Bertolino, third time's a charm, getting that right. So there was a little bit of contact there. Grace went down expecting a whistle, no call, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsboro on Gillespie's fifth turnover. Here's Meyer. She already has 2 triples. Can she make it 3? No, around and out, no good. Harston, activity on the rebound, going after the ball hard, but she's going to be whistled for a foul. Third team foul on Hillsborough. They'll actually get Reynolds on the personal. A minute 53 for quarter number one. A 14-11 Hillsborough lead. Bertolino into the front court with the behind-the-back bounce. Picks up her dribble way out on the left wing. She's in trouble. Gets it off to Schmidt. Diagonal pass now on the block. Off the window. It's good. Nice ball movement there for Gillespie, as I believe that was Sydney Byers. She has six first quarter points. 14-13 Hillsborough. Scroggins picked up her dribble across the floor to Meyer. On the block to Matouche. She's triple team. Kicks out to Meyer for three. Around and out. Offensive rebound. Matouche put back good. Four for Sammy. And a three-point lead for Hillsborough. 70 seconds for the opening quarter. Bertolino behind her back again. This time Scroggins pokes it away. Playing with a special basketball here today. The Tote Shootout versus Cancer logo on the ball, courtesy of Creekstone Kettleworks in Raymond. We'll be auctioning off that girls' ball. It's part of the raffle items out in the lobby when you come in to the Big House on West Main. Nice bounce pass to Byers. Heart of the lane, soft touch, knocks it home. Hit off the back rim and down. 16-15. Hillsborough leads. Again, you don't have to be present to win the raffle items. Pay your $5, get in the door, buy your tickets, and you're good. Oh, a three ball for Matouche. You might want to guard Sammy. She's kind of good. Already a 2,000-point score, and she was wide open. Now miscommunication in the backcourt. Nobody for Hillsborough went to get the ball. Scroggins picks it up, takes it to the hole, then draws the foul. Gillespie took it out underneath and just kind of threw the ball haphazardly in play, and it got all the way out near the volleyball spike line without a minor touching it. Jade Scroggins recognized it, and she got on her horse, picked up the loose ball, and draws the foul. It'll be the first on Keaton Link. Third team foul on the Miners. Free throw for Scroggins, good. Jade has five opening quarter points. Mackenzie Mix will return to the floor. She will replace Riley German. Second free throw for Scroggins. She lines it up and knocks it down. 6 points for Jade. Full court pressure now from the toppers. Dangerous pass in the middle of the floor. Schmidt did a good job to go meet that basketball. And Mix now throws it away. She had Byers underneath. Mackenzie tried the left-handed pass and got away from her a little bit and sailed out of bounds. Half a minute, first quarter. Matouche left alone again, and she missed it this time. Rebound weak side to the toppers. Kick out to Meyer. She'll line it up and knock it down. Kylie Meyer, three triples in the quarter. And it's 24-15 Hillsborough. 15 seconds for the quarter. Keaton Link picked up her dribble in trouble. Dangerous pass stolen. Eighth of the quarter in the turnover department for Gillespie. Matouche the other way. A step through. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Reynolds missed it. Sammy still on the floor. Now she's to her feet. Another rebound for Reynolds. Missed it. Matouche gets it at the buzzer. Off the window. No. And after 8 minutes of play, it is Hillsborough 24, Gillespie 15. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main, but we've had a cast of characters calling these games today. Of course, Gary Booker and Dan Newkirk had the call of the last ball game. They'll be back for our next broadcast between Hillsborough and Metro East. Of course, we've had the great T-Tote on the air. He's with his partner in crime, Don Huddleston, today. And David Jenkins called the ball game between Nokomis and Staunton. David brought the running clock. 7:49 for the half, and we have a foul on Gillespie. So it'll be baseline out of bounds. Nope, it was just knocked out of bounds. So Matouche will trigger it in. They return it to Sammy in the left corner, lines up the three, left that one a little short. Rebound down to Reynolds in the right corner. Leaves it for Rupert on the curl. Off the window, it's good for Aubrey Rupert. Her first bucket tonight. Makes it 26-15. Toppers all. Bad pass picked off by Matouche. Up and down for the easy deuce. A lazy pass that time. Read like a book. Hannah Barrett has checked in for Gillespie. She leaves for Link. Baseline J. Around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Rupert. So Hillsborough weathered the early storm. Now Gillespie needs to settle back in. 28-15 all of a sudden. It was 16-15. And Matouche going to be called for steps. So a 12-0 run here for the Toppers to stretch that lead out to 13. Across the timeline comes Gillespie with Emily Schmidt. Checked by Rupert in the top or man-to-man. Dangerous pass found its way to Jarman. Riley turns the corner, now kicks to Mix. Long two, missed everything. And the rebound down to Matouche. Sammy into the front court, across the floor to Jade Scroggins. She will stop, pop, and knock from 18. Jade with 8 points, and Kevin Gray needs a timeout. 6:46 for the first half. Toppers on a run. It's 30-15, Hillsboro leading Gillespie. We'll come back to the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy, following these messages. Following the Gillespie timeout, they're facing full court pressure. Barrett in trouble, trapped like a rat in the backcourt. Dangerous pass stolen by Matouche. Layup is good. Sammy with 11, her last two buckets off of turnovers. Went for the steal there, didn't get it. Jarman across the timeline, down to Link. Quick trigger off the window, it's good. That was all set up by Matouche going for the steal and not getting it. She was out of the play at that point, and Gillespie able to push with numbers. And that ends what had been a 16-0 Hillsboro run. They lead by 15. Here's Reynolds handling left side of the key. She picked up her dribble. Now she motions for someone to come get the basketball. She'll pass it across the floor to Sheridan Lyrilla, who's checked in. Sheridan, foul line to Reynolds. She'll try to bank it, missed it. Follows her shot. No one blocked her out. She lays it up and in with the left hand. Emily Reynolds has her second bucket of the ball game, and now steps called on Barrett in the backcourt. The full court pressure has Gillespie sped up as they've started to turn the ball over at a pretty high rate here. 34-17, Hillsboro leading. Reynolds will check out. Claire Tester returns for the Toppers. Sideline trigger in front of the stage here at Carthenville. In the corner it goes. The pass is tipped. That was Maddie Rupert, I do believe. Nope, check that. That was Sheridan Lyrilla. And we got a foul on Hillsboro. It'll be Gillespie ball. They'll get Lyrilla with the personal. Fourth team foul. Dave Kane has been here all day long. He's, of course, the great sports writer for the State Journal Register. Him and Terry have been good friends for a long, long time. Out front to Sammy Matouche. On the right wing to Lyrilla. Up top to Reynolds. Tries to feed the post, tipped and stolen. Gillespie tried to get the run out. Now the ball's jarred loose, and we got bodies on the deck. We'll get a jump ball, and the arrow will keep it with Gillespie. 5:12 for the half, 34-17. Hillsboro leading. We'll have our victory lane free throw challenge coming up at halftime. And everybody in attendance has a chance to pay a dollar and take a half-court shot. Pay a buck, you make it, you get $2. That pass is tipped around. Got to be kept in play by Gillespie and Keaton Link. She gets it off right side. That's Chloe Segarra, and her follow won't go. Now check that. That was Hannah Barrett. Her hair was just blocking part of her two. It looked like a one. Wild shot from Hillsboro there, no good. Rebound picked up by Riley Jarman. Middle of the floor to Mix. Oh, nice find to Link. Off the window, it's good. Hillsboro did not get back defensively. And Keaton Link has her second field goal. 34-19. Here's Matouche right in front of the Gillespie bench. Off to Lyrilla. Bounce pass to Tester. Claire Tester will leave it for Lyrilla. Bounce feed top of the key to Macy Blankenship. They're going to lob it down to Sammy. Nice catch. Off the window. Rattled it home. Sammy Matouche with the Baker's dozen. She can get her buckets in bunches. And she's done that ever since she was a freshman. Well, let's be honest, probably since she was in about third grade. Count it and the foul for Mackenzie Mix. That's Mackenzie's first bucket. 4:04 for the first half. Still two more games after this. Should be two very good boys' games. Hillsboro Metro East, Nokomis Staunton. $5 gets you in the door. Get yourself registered for the awesome raffle prizes we have out in the lobby. You do not have to be present to win. So come in. Get your tickets, and if you're not here when we draw at halftime of the last game, we'll call you and let you know if you won. Mix off the mark with the free throw. The rebound lost by Matusa as she was battling with Riley Jarman, and it will be Gillespie ball with 4:01 for the first half. Terry Tote will be throwing a ceremonial jump ball before our final game. That will be an emotional moment for sure for everybody. Mix for three, a round and out, no good. Rebound down to Matouche. Quick outlet to Meyer. Kylie Meyer finds a streaking Rupert. Now she will kick out to Jade Scroggins, who lines up the three. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, belongs to Tester and the Toppers. Here's Rupert off to Jade, right side of the key. Back to Aubrey. Rupert wants the triple off the heel, too strong. And the rebound down to Shelby Taylor for Gillespie. Here comes Taylor into the front court. Leaves for Jarman. Long two left wing, way too strong off the far side of the backboard. And somebody lost a headband or something. It went flying onto the baseline. Principal Pat Drew will go and retrieve that. And now Steps called on the Toppers. Their seventh turnover comes at the 3:17 mark of the first half. 36-21. That might have been gum that came flying out as Pat Drew kind of went and tossed it into the trash can and then wiped his hands off with a smile on his face. That three ball too strong off the right side, down to Hillsborough. Here they come into the front court. Matouche on the baseline, yes, for Sammy Matouche. She has 15, about a 12-footer off the left baseline. And there's been a number of times tonight where Gillespie has just lost track of Sammy Matouche. She has 15 first-half points. She can score 15 if you're double-teaming her. You leave her open, she's going to have a big, big night. Here's a long two for Mix, won't go, and the rebound down to Sammy. Long outlet pass into the front court to Aubrey Rupert. Attacks the 10 and draws the foul. She'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Four for Rupert off the great throw-ahead from Sammy Matouche, and Hillsborough really looking to push the basketball. They are playing with great pace and poise right now. The foul on Riley Jarman is her second. Matouche will get a breather. She'll get a nice hand as she checks out. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Madison Niemeyer will check in for Gillespie, a 5'8 freshman. A lot of youth on this Gillespie team. Riley Jarman's a senior. And other than that, you look down, you see a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, and some juniors. Just one senior on the club. Rupert's free throw is good. She completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Taylor in the backcourt, dangerous pass, almost stolen, but picked up by Gillespie, and a foul now as a reach-in as Niemeyer was handling.
16th foul for Hillsborough.
And it'll be Gillespie ball in the front court with a stage side trigger. Out front with Niemeyer. She comes in between the circles, lost her footing to the deck, keeps control, and that ball's kicked out of there now by Jade Scroggins. With 2:15 to play in the half. Midcourt, they will throw it in from the sideline. Off it goes to Shelby Taylor. Gillespie started fast, but Hillsborough has taken over since then. Wild shot from Jarman. It's going to be out of bounds off of Hillsborough. It'll stay with Gillespie, 2:07 for the first half. Keaton Link will throw in on the baseline. She'll stand on the red block E in Cavaliers on the baseline. That pass is tipped, finds its way to Byers, right back to Link off the window. It's good. Keaton Link with six, and it's 41-23 inside of 2 minutes for the half. Rupert, baseline drive, wraparound pass out to Meyer for three. Yes, Kylie has four triples in the half, and it makes it 44-23. Here comes Jarman, lobs down on the right block to Beyer. She is triple-teamed in there, and a hold and a foul on Hillsborough. 100 seconds for the first half. They'll get Meyer on the hold. Seventh team foul on the Toppers. Rupert will check out as Nakia Harston back in.
Out to linebacker Gillespie, 33, Sydney Byers.
Byers at the free throw line for Gillespie. Free throw is good. 9 first half points for Sydney Byers, her first here in the second quarter. It was 16-15 Hillsborough. Toppers and went on a 16-0 run. Opened it up. Byers' second toss. Rattles out, no good. Rebound down to Tester for Gillespie. Here's Myers. Leaves for Scroggins, right back to Kylie. Into the hands of Jade now, right side of the key. She'll leave for Tester. Claire will bring it across the right side of the key. Back to Jade. Nice little ball fake on the three, but she's called for steps. Good closeout that time from Taylor. Kept Jade from firing and forced the travel. A minute 23 for the first half. Hillsborough showing full court pressure. As off it goes to Link. Dribbled it once. That was a bad idea in traffic. To her knees. She keeps possession, though. Off to Taylor. Shelby almost had it stripped. She'll fire from 14. No. Offensive rebound to Keaton Link. She will get off to Bertolino. Down on the block to Byers. Deflected out. It'll stay with Gillespie. 68 seconds for the first half. 44-24 our score. They lob it in to Riley Jarman. No. And the rebound going to be tied up between Tester and Link. And the arrow gives it to Hillsborough. 63 seconds for the first half. Scroggins, dangerous pass, tipped away by Link. Reynolds comes and gets it. She has her leg wrapped up, throws it back towards midcourt, deflected away by Bertolino. Now the ball off of a foot, and it will roll out of bounds off of Hillsborough and stay with Gillespie. Great hustle that time on both sides. 47.7 seconds for the first half. In it goes to Madison Niemeyer, back to Taylor. Shelby Taylor gets to the right elbow, pulls up and knocks it down. Nice strong take from Shelby Taylor and a nice jump shot. She has seven. Hillsborough quickly into the front court. Half a minute for the first half. Will they hold for the final shot? On the left wing with Meyer, back to Scroggins. On the baseline to Reynolds, tipped away off of Link. It'll stay with the Toppers. Hillsborough Metro East boys next, then Nokomis and Staunton boys. Hillsborough lines everybody up right side of the lane. They get it out to Scroggins, top of the key. Here's Meyer. Fifth three of the half, no. Offensive rebound, Hurston off the window. It's good. Her first bucket. 46-26, the lead back to 20. Dangerous pass, jarred loose by Hurston. Picked up by Scroggins. Step back, left it short. Offensive rebound, Hurston, and ripped away in a jump ball. Arrow to Gillespie with 4 seconds for the half. A 20-point lead for Hillsborough. Brett Teakin tells his Lady Toppers to get back near midcourt. Then it goes to Taylor to midcourt. Across the floor, Link at the buzzer. Good if it goes. It will not. Hillsborough used a 16-0 run to turn a one-point game into a 20-point halftime lead. After two quarters, it is the Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers 46, the Gillespie Miners 26. You're listening to the T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Thanks to Levi Ubelp. He's back in the studios now. We've had Tom Williams back there and Jennifer Graham as well, as they are producing all the action here for the T-Toe Shootout versus Cancer here at Carthenville High School. Toppers get the basketball to start the third quarter up by 20. Hillsborough Metro East boys coming up next, then Nokomis and Staunton for the nightcap in boys action. And before the final game, T-Tote will throw up a ceremonial jump ball. If you're around, still time to get here and take in some exciting hoops as Matouche knocks it down. She now has 17 for Hillsborough. Full court pressure. Gillespie gets it in. And now across the timeline with Shelby Taylor. Taylor all the way to the block, now kicks to Link. Baseline, missed it all, and the rebound down to Matouche. Quick outlet to Kylie Meyer. Back to Sammy. Matouche, step back for three, left that a little short, and on the rebound, it's out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Metro-East Lutheran has arrived, as the Knights will be taking on Hillsborough in our next ball game. That should be a really exciting contest. Here comes Taylor. Shelby Taylor had her pass deflected, but it's picked up by Mix. She will track it down in the corner, and she's to the floor, but now it's turned over. Hillsborough has it in the hands of Matouche. Off it goes to Rupert. No one picks her up. Aubrey, one dribble into a triple, and she knocks it down. Aubrey Rupert with 7 points, and it's 51-26 Hillsborough. Now Meyer with the rejection of Taylor, but Shelby able to pick it up. 5 points away from a running clock. Mix will leave it short. Offensive rebound. Byers put back is good for Sydney. She has 11. And it's 51-28 Hillsborough. Hoppers have won. They came in 7-2. I had been saying 8-2, 7-2, but soon to be 8-2. Rupert on the curl, cut off the right wing, leaves it for Jade Scroggins. Back to Rupert now. Aubrey feeds the post down to Matouche, and she is fouled on the floor. And that will go on. Let's see. It'll be Riley Jarman with the personal. Baseline trigger for Hillsborough. As Meyer looking. She will get it out to Matouche. No one picks her up. Sammy dribbles into a three, rattles it home. Sammy Matouche now with 20 points here at the T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. 5:40 for the third quarter. Taylor on the dump down to Link, blocked out of there. I think that was Matouche who got a piece. And it will stay with Gillespie. Taylor will throw it in on the baseline. Shelby looking. Finds an open Miner left wing. Three ball rattles out for Mix. And the rebound is corralled by Hillsborough, but on the baseline was Claire Tester. So it will stay with Gillespie. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Our sixth game of the day. Two boys games left to go. Down low, Byers. Check that. Jarman had it stripped, gets it back, and draws the foul. That comes at the 5:26 mark of the third quarter. As to the free throw line goes Riley Jarman. Free throw is banked in and rattled home. Just like she planned it. And if she was shooting at halftime in the Victory Lane free throw challenge, she could have got $20 for that. Second toss, good. Here comes Matouche into the front court. Sammy on the right wing to Rupert. Up top to Emily Reynolds. On the left wing to Meyer. Top of the key to Matouche. Sammy, one dribble, cut off there, leaves for Rupert. She wants the three, off the heel too strong. Rebound to the floor. Reynolds lost it and is picked up by Link at midcourt. Keaton tried to throw it across to Taylor, tipped and stolen. Here comes Rupert the other way. Aubrey Rupert finds Matouche. She lets the three ball fly pure for Sammy Matouche. She has 23 points. What a joy to watch, Sammy Matouche. And for every other coach in the area, they say, I'm just glad she's a senior. He'll be even happier next year when she's a freshman in college. Taylor gets it off to Riley Jarman. On the baseline to Keaton Link. Link spins, a little strong off the window. Ball tapped around, and it will stay with Gillespie. Nakia Harston will check in, a 5'8 sophomore for Hillsborough, replacing Rupert. This Hillsborough team started 0-2, losses over at that Taylorville tournament, which is a fantastic way to start your year, Civic Memorial in Rochester. And since then, they've won 7 straight. They outplayed Rochester for 3 quarters, though. Got outscored big in the fourth. That's how it can go. One bad quarter can wreck 3 good quarters of work. 57-30, a 3-ball here, and we'll have a running clock. Been a rough start to the season for Gillespie. Had high expectations coming into the year. Meyer for the running clock, around and out, no good. And the offensive rebound down to Tester. Nice little quick jab step from Matouche. Off the baseline, it's good for Sammy. She has 25. It's Gillespie 30, Sammy Matouche 25. Hillsborough leading 59-30. 3:43 for the third quarter. Here's Mix. That pass tipped and stolen. Matouche ahead to Harston, off to Meyer. Back to Tester, heart of the lane, no. Offensive rebound, Matouche, stick back won't go. Rebound to Harston, and Reynolds now will attack and draw the foul. A 29-point lead for Hillsborough. The board here at Cronville says Matouche has 22, but by my count, she has 25. Free throw is no good for Reynolds.
Amber Gillespie, two, Emma Barrett.
Sydney Lyrela will check in for Hillsboro as Claire Tester will take a seat. Second toss for Reynolds is short. Rebound is tipped back to Lyrela. Down low to Harston. Off the window, it's good for Nakia Harston. She has four, and it's a 31-point lead, and the clock will run. Staunton put the running clock on Nokomis in our girls' game earlier. That was the 12:30 start, the third game of the day. Down low to Jarman with 3:01 to play. And I thought we'd see the running clock, but right now the clock is stopped. That's all right. We're on time, maybe even a little ahead of time. Here at the T-Tote shoot drop versus cancer. As Jarman puts home the free throw, she has five. And that might actually be a fourth quarter thing as I think about it now. Football at second half. I haven't read up too much on the running clock for basketball this year. It was in play several years ago. They took it out and brought it back this year. I don't find it entirely necessary for basketball. It's just a different type of game than football with the clock, but it's in play this year. Here's Matouche, 18-footer, left it short. Good block out there at the foul line by Jarman. Now she's hounded by Toppers in a foul on Hillsboro. In football, you need the running clock just because with incomplete passes and the clock stopping, nobody needs that if it's a 40-point game in the second half. But for basketball, the game itself just flows so much faster that when you get the running clock, it almost goes too fast. And then you got kids at the free throw line and the clock's running and the buzzer goes off. It's just kind of awkward. Turned over by Gillespie. They started so well here tonight, but eventually Hillsboro just wore them down. Used that 16-0 run late in the first, early in the second. Here's a three for Lyrela, no good. And Jarman on the block out. It's going to be out of bounds off of Hillsboro. 61-31, 2:20 for the third quarter. On the dribble drive, that is Barrett. She will leave it in the corner for Emily Schmidt. Attack stripped on the way up and fouled. Let's see, they will get Harston on the personal.
Hillsboro with their fourth foul.
At the free throw line, Emily Schmidt. Toss, good. Her first point tonight. Of course, congratulations to the Hillsboro 8th grade girls into the state semifinals. They won earlier today, playing in the semifinals later on this evening. If they win, they'll play for the championship Thursday, and we'll be there here on WUSMI. The Nokomis 8th grade girls also playing in the semifinal. They're playing right now. If they win on Thursday, we'll be there too. Havana and Germantown Hills. Hillsboro at Germantown Hills. Nokomis at Havana. And some contact. Lyrela loses the basketball and possession. Always have to catch myself and not use the high school nicknames when talking about the junior high. 100 seconds, third quarter. Toppers and Miners in waiting is how you would say that. Here is Link. Right block down to Schmidt. She will turn, face high off the window. Nice shot for Emily Schmidt. Her first field goal. She has 4 points, and it's 61-35. 85 seconds for the third quarter. Here comes Haley Major, a 5'8 sophomore, into the contest. She will leave it off for Maddie Rupert, a 5'5 sophomore. Here's Harston, another sophomore. Hillsboro just keeps churning out quality players under Brett Deacon. That ball jarred loose, picked up by Schmidt right off the sideline. Gets it ahead to Keaton Link. Link down the heart of the lane, rises up, partially blocked in there nicely. And that was Macy Blankenship with the deflection it was. And with 57 seconds for the third quarter, the ball will belong to Gillespie.
Hillsboro
Link gets it in to Mix. Missed it, and the rebound down to Hillsboro. Here comes Haley Major into the front court. Off to Harston. Wanted to feed the post. It wasn't there. 40 seconds for the third quarter. Off to Major. Haley, dribble drive, blocked out of there. The rebound saved by Barrett, but she's on the baseline. It'll stay with the Toppers. 35.9 seconds for the third quarter. Baseline trigger, looking, and it goes to Lyrilla. Here's Major. Fires the three, left it a little short. Rebound weak side to Blankenship. She's tied up in there with McKenzie Mix. And on the arrow, it'll belong to Gillespie. Half a minute, third quarter. 61-35, Hillsboro in control. It was 16-15 late in the first quarter. Toppers went on a 16-0 run to blow it open. Matouche has 25 points for the Toppers. Here's Hannah Barrett. Tried to force feed it, deflected away, but it goes right to Schmidt. She attacks and draws the foul. 9 seconds for the third quarter. $5 gets you in the door here at Carlinville High School. Still 2 games to go and should be 2 highly entertaining boys contests. Hillsboro and Metro East, Nokomis and Staunton. And once you're in the door, make sure you stop over at the raffle table. Get yourself registered there as Schmidt rattles home the free throw. She has 5. Some awesome raffle prizes. We'll have the drawing at halftime of the final game. Free throw for Schmidt, short. Cardinals tickets, Illini tickets, season passes to the Muni. Also signed memorabilia, Yogi Berra, Bob Gibson, Harry Carey on a Cardinals program. So good stuff. Come on out. The T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. Game 6 has 3 quarters in the books. Hillsboro leading Gillespie in girls action 61-36. We're back to the Big House on West Main following these messages. Back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville, as Emily Schmidt was fouled at the end of that third quarter, so she shot a couple of free throws, and she made 1 out of 2. So the score after 3 officially will be 61-37.
Also a real treat prior to the final game.
Been a fun day here at Carlinville High School. Thanks to all the great folks at Carlinville High School. They know how to put on an event, whether it's an actual tournament or a shootout like today. It's been a full day of hoops, but a very good day, very rewarding, I know, for a lot of people. Terry Toad has been touched in many ways throughout the day here today. He's been taking a number of pictures with a lot of the teams involved, and we're going to have a ceremonial jump ball with Terry before the Nokomis Staunton game, and that'll be a tearjerker. 61-36, Hillsboro leading. Going to see if we can get Sammy Matouche up here to talk after the ball game. Just one of the dynamite players around the area and has been since her freshman year. And you can go back before that. I mean, in junior high, they won multiple state titles, and she was hyped all the way through junior high into the high school ranks, and she has lived up to the billing. As Claire Tester knocks down a 15-footer, Claire's first bucket. It's hard for a high school kid, when they get hyped like that at such a young age, to actually exceed the expectation. Sammy has done every bit of that. She has just been a fantastic player her entire career. As Sydney Byers gets all alone on the left side, she puts it up and in. She has 13. Gary Booker will have the call the next game. Is Dan Newkirk back with you, Gary? Gary Booker Jr. Oh, boy, it's a Gary Booker show. Might have to run the delay for that one. Here is Meyer for 3. She got it again. Her 5th triple of the night. 66-39 Toppers. They are in cruise control coming off that great win over state-ranked Greenville on Thursday. They have picked up right where they left off, and Kevin Gray wants a timeout. 6-13 for the ball game. Hillsboro leading Gillespie 66-39. Game 6 of 8 at the inaugural T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. A reminder, you can get still your Tote Tough Shootout Cancer t-shirts at cubbyholeonline.com. Paul has reopened the store. He had such a good response, people calling after the store closed on Sunday. So he's opened the store back up today. It's going to be open, I believe, for most of next week as well. So if you didn't get your shirt and you want a shirt, cubbyholeonline.com right now. Go get your Tote Tough shirts. They are wonderful shirts, a great product, of course, from the Cubbyhole in Carthenville, and they're available in all the school colors of our participating teams today as Jade Scroggins buries a triple. She has 11. So many different businesses and people have stepped up to help make this event a success, and it has been a success here today. It's been remarkable to see the response from our area folks. Matouche now jars that ball loose. She attacks, lays it up, and in, countered, and the foul for Sammy Matouche. Now with 27.
Sammy Matouche, bucket counts.
She is a load. And the Toppers look like a force to be reckoned with here in her senior season. Of course, a big group of seniors on this squad. Scroggins a senior. She missed last year with an injury. Kylie Meyer a senior. Of course, Sammy a senior. Aubrey Rupert a senior. So in some ways, I wonder if they have started to see the light at the end of the tunnel coming into this year after a disappointing year by their standards 1 year ago, went 17-12 and got knocked out in their first regional game, and they look like a team with a purpose and on a mission here in the early stages of this basketball season. They're going to be 8-2 after this, and they look like they have nowhere to go but up. For Gillespie, they'll have to regroup again. They're going to fall to 1-6. They've played all good teams, but playing good teams is one thing. Beating good teams is another. And so far, they have lost what will be 6 of the 7. Getting waxed here tonight, 72-39. Out front with Vanessa Compton, a sophomore. Seniors and sophomores, that's basically what it is. A couple of juniors in Blankenship and Reynolds. A steal by Schmidt. She goes up and down for the easy deuce. 8 for Emily Schmidt halfway through the fourth quarter. Hillsboro and Metro East Lutheran boys next, then Nokomis and Staunton boys. Two entertaining ball games still to come here at the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Download a Schmidt off the window. It's good for Emily. She's into double figures with 10. And thanks to our friends at Apex Network Physical Therapy, they stepped up in a big, big way to provide the sponsorship for this event. Here's a three ball for Compton, left it short. Offensive rebound, Lyra LeBlocked and fouled. And the clock is running now. As you're listening to your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. We've been live here since 9 o'clock this morning. Free throw is good for Lyrala. We had sports Saturday here to tip off our day, and our first game got underway right at 9:30. We've been off and rolling ever since. Litchfield beat Pawnee 51-39 in girls action. Then in boys play, Litchfield improved to 6-1. They beat Lincolnwood 50-36. In girls play, Staunton put the running clock on Nokomis 59-21. In the girls' game between Carthenville and Auburn, the Cavies won 45-35 as Lyrala misses the second toss. Rebound down to the Toppers, and Harson had it blocked, and we're going to be still playing. Ball stayed in bounds. Harson again, and this time she's fouled. And then, strangely enough, the Carthenville-Auburn boys' game, almost the exact same final, but reversed. 44-35, Auburn won the boys' game after the Lady Cavaliers won 45-35. And that game was actually a 6-point game with about 2.5 minutes to go, and Carlinville had a three ball that was halfway down and kicked out. That would have made it a one possession game. Auburn ran away after that. Harston makes the toss. She has 5. Inside of 2 minutes, the Toppers and the Knights waiting in the wings. Free throw is short. Rebound down to Mix. 100 seconds for the ball game. An impressive performance here from the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. That is picked up off the miss by Lyrala. She will race into the front court. Here's Compton. Wants the three ball. No. And the rebound down to Mix. 80 seconds to play. T-Tote working his way back into the gymnasium. He's been here all day. He's been resting a little bit here the last couple of hours. He got a standing ovation before this game. I don't think he was actually in the gym. Now he's over shaking hands with all the Hilltoppers. He has such a connection with all these young people from his time over the years. He's just an awesome, awesome man. Out to Compton. She drives baseline, no. Rebound to Harston. Puts it up and in. Nakia Harston muscled it in. She has seven. 45 seconds for the game. I think Hillsborough's getting set to take a picture with Terry. That's been a common theme here today. Yep, they're following him out into the lobby. He's like a rock star here today. Down low, no. And the rebound down to Hillsborough. And that should do it. See if Hillsborough just holds on to the ball and makes 76-43 our final score. It's been a dominating performance here from the Toppers. I have Matouche for 28 points. The board here has her for 23, but I think I'm right. If it was turnovers, I know I'd be wrong. But the points, I'm pretty sure I'm right. 76-43 is your final. The Hillsborough Lady Hilltoppers improved to 8-2 on the year. For Gillespie, they drop to 1-6 on the season. A dominating performance from Matouche and company here today in the sixth game of the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI.